You're listening to Let's Talk About It podcast, the podcast where you feel like you have a new friend talking about self-love, self-realization, and self-reflection. We all deserve to be loved, and in order to be loved by others, we first need to love ourselves. I'm your host, Yehyun Bae, and join me as we vent and share how we can be more mindful and be aware of ourselves. Hello, hello, welcome. Thank you so much for being here today. This is my first podcast episode, so I'm really excited and nervous to be here. Currently it is 12:34 in the morning, which means I'm surrounded by silence, so it's a pretty good night for me right now. I want to start by introducing myself first. My name is Yehyun Bae, but I prefer Ye because it's easier to pronunciate, more memorable, and bring smiles, at least from my experience. I was born and partially raised in South Korea, where my family's from, and we moved around 10 years ago now to Canada, which is where I live now. I'm a full-time student at the University of Toronto, Mississauga, but currently attending online school back at home in BC due to COVID. I love exploring new ideas, hobbies, and places, and I love talking. So I thought a podcast would be one of my great life projects. I've been planning for the last year to start something big, at least a couple of things that I can kind of think of right now. That'll take at least a few months, but I wasn't confident enough to start, or I always had the uncertainties of, oh, do I have to go back to Ontario anytime soon? Or if I start something and COVID somehow gets eradicated, will that project that I started be stopped and I won't be able to continue it? But looking back, I really should have just started it, because you never know how things are going to be or how things are going to go. So this year, in 2021, one of my biggest goals is to just do it. I kind of like the Korean version of the quote, just do it, which is 질러, 그냥 막 질러. If it's something that I can do at home while quarantining, I don't want to miss out on an opportunity again, because time's ticking anyways. And I'm given this time that I'm not going to be able to use again. So I'm just going to do it. And with the uncertainty, I've decided to just have a mindset of it is what it is. And I can always try other ways to pick up where I left wrong. So I'm hoping through this podcast, I'll be able to somehow make new friends, more connections, and be able to resonate with others, as I'm sure most of my stories will be similar to other people's stories. And to get a little bit more personal, I've been going through a rough journey for the last 3 or 4 years, not too sure, but because of the rough journey I went through, I was able to encounter different perspectives of life and learn new ways to cope with those problems. As much as it sounds cliche, it is what it is. Which is how I got the idea of this podcast from. I personally have been seeing some growths mentally and emotionally, so I wanted to share some of those growths and stories throughout my episodes. So one of the examples would be, like, throughout my whole life, I was really insecure, really, really insecure. And, I'll be talking more about this topic later, but growing up, I was insecure about my looks, my personality, my friendships, and the list goes on. As a preteen, even in my teen years, smallest things mattered to me, and
I took everything really seriously. I was my own bully, and to this day, even that bully makes a visit here and there, which obviously I don't appreciate, but I'm still working on that part. Around a year ago, so this could be, I think, before COVID got worse, I was very lucky to meet a few friends that brought new perspectives of life in general, how I look and reflect on myself, and how I view and how I should view things in life. I think I give a lot of good advices to my friends and others to look at the scenarios in a different perspective, but when it comes to my own problem, I am not able to do that, and I can't put myself in a third person and look at it differently. So, part of me hopes that this podcast can help me as much as it helps you to realize and learn how to put ourselves in a different perspectives. This is a very short introduction about a little bit about myself and what this podcast will be about. So I really look forward to everyone joining me on this special journey because I think a lot of people could relate to the episodes and feel like they're not alone or feel stuck on certain thoughts. I'm going to try to upload each episode's bi-weekly, but if not, I will see you guys next time.